We're going to just crack into this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Nevins Island Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Evans, alongside the Man of Steel, Superman himself, Josh Steelman. Josh, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's been a long but very fun weekend. I think it's good that we don't have Jake on the podcast, because even though you can't see us right now and there's no visual, he would still try and make visuals for the YouTube watchers.
Exactly.
That aren't going to exist.
Exactly. Most of our viewership is on Spotify, and Jake insists on visuals.
Most of our audio ship, actually.
Audio ship,
no, yeah. Viewership on Spotify.
You're right. And live and in person, you can't see him, we can. Man himself, Sam Ross. Sam, how are we feeling?
I'm doing very well, Nick. We've had a... It's been great to see you, you know, you and Josh up here today. I'm very appreciative of you guys coming to visit and spend some time up here in Ohio. Nick and I took a nice little trip down memory lane in our old neighborhood, went by the park, the pool, a lot of our old friends' houses, and chatted about, you know, our times growing up. It was a lot of fun, and so great to have you here, man.
Yeah, this is the rare occasion. We're not doing a show in the classic room, we're also not doing a show in the living room. We are up in Ohio. Myself and Josh, we didn't get a spring break officially, but we took spring break back. And we had a day off on Thursday. We sort of took the day off on Friday and made a long weekend. Came up to Ohio to see Sam, to see Connor. This will be out by the time the vlog's out. If you're seeing this live and want to hear more about our trip, the first Nevins Island vlog will be live. Myself, Josh, our entire experience, hanging out with a bunch of awesome people. Go check that out. That's going to be hopefully very well edited by yours truly. And I'm looking forward to it. That should be out probably like a couple days before this even goes live. Today we're doing topics, but we're going to leave it a little bit more freeform. We're not really worried too much. We're going to talk about the trip a little bit, what we've been up to. First and foremost, though, our first official topic, which I'll hop into right now. Yesterday, I'm at Brady, my brother's friend's place, and I go, and for the first time, someone pulled me over, and he's like, "Hey, I have a bidet. Gotta try it before you leave." And so, if you don't know what a bidet is,
look it up. Make sure to look at the videos.
Get
and
your
pictures
context.
Too.
We're not going to leave people in the dark. It's a thing that after you flush the toilet, there's a little shooter in the bottom of the toilet that aims perfectly at your butthole and cleans your butthole with clean water after you use the toilet. And so it's last night, and we had some pizza around like 6 o'clock. It's around 9 o'clock, and I'm like, "Hey, I need to go to the bathroom." I bring Brady over. I'm like, "Hey, I need to use the bathroom." Surely enough, use the bathroom, and... I then tried it out. I tried out a bidet. In my review, dude, game changer. Greatest invention ever. I currently have like two that I looked up on Amazon. I looked up how to install them. I might buy one like this week. I know it sounds ridiculous. So, to go and just like not describe the experience, but like I left there with the cleanest butthole I've ever had in my entire life. Like
I can only imagine the amount of filth that came out of there that's been stored in there since 2012.
Yeah, right. And like I'm somebody that does shave around that area, so like I it's not always pushing through a jungle, but like it is really freaking nice to be able to go and like I like went and I was like, there's nothing there. That thing's accurate too. It does not like my whole thing is like, how does it know where? Like, if I scoot up, it's gonna hit my back. If I scoot forward, it's gonna hit my nuts. Like, what's what's happening here? And surely enough, this thing freaking lasered it. Your butthole's not a big target. It only got there and it wiped everything out, dude. I can't recommend it enough. I tried to get Josh to try it last night. He was like, "I don't care enough."
I just didn't have to poop.
Yeah, which. Is that a thing? When you guys travel, do you guys, like, not use the restroom as much?
Not as much, no.
So, mine stems more from when I was in Scouts. I would go on, like, these weekend-long camping trips, and I don't want to pop a squat in the woods. Like, obviously, I can.
Yeah.
It's much easier for, like, a guy to use the restroom in the woods than it would be for, like, a girl. But I just kind of for some reason, my body would just shut off my lower intestines mm-hmm. and just kind of halt the process there until I got back. And then I was just all like 48 hours worth of food would just come right out.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I think whenever I travel, it just kind of, I just naturally go into that mode without even thinking about it of I just don't poop for a while.
For me, it's familiarity. So like once I like, if I even go to class, until I've gone to this class a few times and I know how it works, I'm not going to the bathroom. Like my body won't need to go to the bathroom during that class. So when we're up here, I was like, I didn't go to the bathroom at our first location, which we might discuss later. But when we were around Connor's place so much, I got familiar enough to the point where I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm good to go.
And, like, that's kind of how it was. Like, I have pooped this weekend. Don't think I haven't. But
glad
like,
to hear that.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not lodged up there anymore. Yep. But I guess I never got to that comfort level at Brady's apartment.
Yeah.
And I guess I just had to pee a lot more than I did because we had so much apple juice.
Yeah, we had a lot of OJ this break. But yeah, how about you? Do you freeze up? Like,
mine, I think it's similar. It's kind of a combination of what you guys are saying. It's the fact that it just kind of gets put on the back burner at a point when you're traveling or when you're in a new spot. You kind of just don't even think about it until it's at that point.
Yeah.
Because when you're at home, you're like, oh, I kind of been feeling it. Like, okay, it's right there. But if you're in unfamiliar territory, like we've said, or you're doing other things or you have an itinerary, it's just not at the top of the list and it just doesn't really matter until it does.
So another thing that happened on this trip that related to bathrooms. We're driving up. Josh has been driving for about 5-ish hours. We took a break about an hour before this. I have the moment where my eyes go wide, my tummy did the little shake, and it was, you need to pee. Like, you need to pee. Real badly. I had a large water, which, like, I never drink water. But yeah. I knew we were heading into...
I am so dehydrated.
Yeah.
All the time. But I knew we were heading into a long weekend, and I needed to, like, be feeling good. So I was like, cool, just get a water bottle. Really needed to pee. Couple things. One, like, we had to wait, like, you only made me wait like 40 minutes.
Yeah, usually when I road trip, how I normally drive is I'll drive until I need gas, until it gives me the little, fuel low. So then I'll pull over, I'll stop, get some snacks, use the restroom, hop back on the road with a full tank, and go until it happens again. So I was prepared to go until I had to fuel up again.
Which is roughly how long?
It was 100 more miles.
So, which we were going, it was a mix between, like, there was a road that was 55 for speed limit, and then we were going that and their highway, which was around, like, 65, 70. So, it's going to be, like...
I think it was 70 most of the time. So, I was going 110, maybe.
Oh, jeez.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I was only going 80.
But, like, I'm so like,
by
cool.
that math...
I'm waiting an hour plus. And I was like, dude, I might need to pee in a bottle. Sam, have you ever peed in a bottle road trip?
I have peed in a bottle, but it wasn't actually necessarily on a road trip. I just felt like it. It seemed cool. I remember it was when we lived in Boston, and we were downtown for something, and we had a bottle of like Coke, and we were literally in this parking garage. We were about to leave to go home. And I think it was just me, Jake, and my dad, or just me and my dad. I really don't remember the circumstance, but we're in this parking garage, and he's like, all right, we're not walking you somewhere else, and I don't really want to stop. So he's like, just pissing this bottle real quick. And I was a little kid, it wasn't like I had some huge bladder.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and we left it in the parking garage, and we were on our way.
That's
disgusting.
I have a couple pee stories. One, like,
this is such a vulgar podcast.
Right? No, we're
hey,
starting...
That means we're going to get a lot of views. Yeah, people are into that.
Yeah, people want to hear about bidets and butts and whatever. But
I have a funny restroom story after yours.
Cool. I went and I road tripping from Ohio to Massachusetts and then way back when, Arkansas to Massachusetts. The bottle got broken out a couple times for myself and my brother and whatever. Where, like, when you're a kid, it's a lot harder to be like, I cannot physically hold this. Now, obviously, I'm still a little bitch and can't hold my bladder apparently, but I made it like 60, 70 miles though. Like
no, you made it like 20.
Yeah, I made it 20.
And then I took pity on you. You really soul did. And pulled you over.
Really did.
I was like, fine, I'll fill up.
I was like texting a friend and I was like, we just need to talk about like nothing for the next 25 minutes because I just need to take my mind off it. But the thing that the weirdest story was I was like playing video games one time. I was playing Zombies with you a couple summers ago. And I really had to pee. It was myself, you, a couple of our childhood friends. Really had to pee, and I had a water bottle there. And if you don't know, you can't pause an online game. No. You can't pause an online game.
Sure you can.
And I just went. I didn't, like, tell them or anything.
Try telling my mom that.
Yeah, right? try telling every mom in America that.
Try telling anybody over 30 that you can't pause an online game.
Yeah, and so, surely enough, I just, unbeknownst to these guys, just unzipped the fly, and then we die around 30, and then I disposed of it when I needed to dispose of it. But
man, we only got to 30. It's kind of embarrassing.
We
kind of
suck, dude.
So that's kind of not worth you peeing in a bottle.
Right, it was not worth
it. You probably could have just went down, and we probably still would have been okay.
Yeah, it would have been worth probably my dignity, but
probably would have made it farther.
You don't have much dignity.
No, there's not a lot.
You're not a proud man.
We've been talking about peeing
in butts for the last 20 minutes or however long.
But yeah, no. So you said you have a restroom story.
Yes. So back to the kind of like the Boy Scouts era of my life, I went on this really long. It was a week long trip, and it was up in the mountains. We were hiking. They weren't porta potties. They had these kind of like almost like a cistern type thing where it was like a toilet on top and then a huge hole in the ground and it was just kind of like just a well of feces.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting. And I'm like, you're out in the middle of nowhere and they have these scattered around. One of the guys on my camping trip, luckily it wasn't me. I started pooping like day two or three. My body got used to being out in the woods. Side note, most beautiful view I've ever had from a bathroom ever.
It's like the Rick and Morty episode with the toilet throne.
I've never taken a more peaceful poop than that trip. But one of my friends, Scott, I forgot his last name, but his name was Scott. He didn't poop the entire trip. This was like a week and a half. He didn't poop at all.
Oh my God.
So we left the base camp. We hiked through the mountains for the entire week. We got back to base camp. And this has been like an ongoing thing. We all knew that he hadn't pooped, and we were like, Scott, this is not good. You need to poop. And he was like, I just can't. Yeah. So we get back to base camp, and we're like, Scott, go into the actual restrooms and poop. And he was like, okay. And he goes in there. He's in there for like an hour and a half.
Oh, I bet.
And then he walks out. He looks at us, and he just goes, I got nothing.
Oh, my God.
And so to this day, I don't know if he's pooped since then. Like, obviously, he probably just went when he got back home. Yeah. But I don't think I could ever go to a week and a half.
Taking a laxative or two to make
the amount of bacteria tearing apart his intestines is probably.
I have one more.
All right, let's move on.
I have one story. It doesn't involve it like the actual thing, but it's a funny story. We're out in the woods for Jade Ranch camp I used to go to. We had to hike and go, and very similar. We had to like carry the toilet and everything. So we're doing this thing called 24-hour solo. You're supposed to be by yourself for 24 hours. The only way you're not is if you had to go get water. There would be like a water tank basically that had filtered water because you're in the wilderness. And you might run into someone. So I am going, filling up my water. Like I'm like 12 hours into just being alone. And all of a sudden I see my buddy Foster. He's a goofier kid, lanky guy, got a great haircut. He runs up to me and he just goes, I look at his pants. He's wearing a purple t-shirt and white shorts. I look at his pants, and he's doing the waddle.
Yeah.
And he goes, before we go into this, mind you, we're in Northern California. There has been cougars seen before. There has been bears seen before. There's been snakes seen before. So I'm thinking like, oh, he just was an idiot and whatever, crapped his pants. He was like, Nick, there's a bear up there that I just saw. I was going to the bathroom, and there's a bear, and it just came out of me. And so he went and had to do the rest of his 24-hour solo without underpants and without pants. He's wearing, he had a t-shirt and a hoodie. Hoodie was on.
The sleeves were legs.
Sleeves were legs. Foster was killing it, and everyone is like, I'm the only one with him. I am cracking up laughing so loud at like just this entire situation. Bunch of people started coming down. We got in so much trouble because we had like 20 people, and I'm like, he just grabbed his pants to do a bear. Like, it was unheard of. And so yeah, that's the last when you're bringing up Woods and Pooh. It was too funny. All right.
Seems like a classic.
Now going and transitioning a little bit, Josh, what's the thing you want to talk about tonight?
So my quote unquote topic, again, very freeform because Nick's topic was what originally?
It was a bidet.
And then we just started talking about peeing in the woods. So my topic is going to be, what's your least favorite like trend or like fad or whatever that got popular and you hated? You didn't want any of it.
I'm going to start out, by the way, 20 minutes into this thing, basically, we have our first official live audience today. Jake's brother is hanging out with us. Sam's brother, Jake, is hanging out with us. He's been quiet. Jake, you can say hi if you want to.
What's going on?
There we go. But he's been killing it. And the reason I have to bring him up is when I first heard this, and I, like, this isn't a dig at Jake particularly. Jake's a really cool dude. But no joke, the TikTok
haircut. He's got the TikTok haircut with the long, poofy bangs.
Yeah, and like,
sticking out like a foot in front of the forehead, looking like Johnny Bravo over here. Yeah. I mean, he's a calm down.
Like,
do you know who Johnny Bravo is?
Oh, of course you don't.
It's above his millennial head.
Millennial? he's the same generation as us.
Technically,
my two younger siblings are in the same generation as us. Yeah, it blows my mind every time.
We're in that weird spot. Generations should be, I know that like it is like 17, 10, whatever amount of years, it should be like 5 years. Like, you are really like not in it. You don't know what like the trends were or what we grew up with. Like, there's people in our generation that like are like, they know what Vine is, but they don't really know what Vine was. Like, and that was a thing.
To
for
be
us.
Fair, I never had Vine.
Oh, I had Vine.
But I know all the Vines because of you. Because I've seen the compilations.
Vine.
But so with the TikTok boy haircut, this isn't a dig at Jake. He looks way better than me. I'm jealous. I hate this trend. Because I go and I'm walking down the street.
I hate the trend of people being hotter than
me. Yeah, right?
This one sucks. Why am I so ugly? That should be a trend.
But no joke, like, we're walking down the street, and I got my Starbucks in my hand, and I'm, like, looking good. I got a nice pair of shades on. I'm feeling great. And then all of a sudden, like, you know the concourse. Like, it's a giant, like, brick strip of where people walk down all the time. Like, it's a big, main
huge sidewalk.
And so we're walking down the concourse. I'm, like, feeling good, looking good, and then I see someone with a TikTok haircut. I'm like, I don't care. One, if you have a TikTok haircut, that means that you got a TikTok haircut. Like, you look like you planned on this. And you planned on looking better than me today. And so then when Susie Q's over there looking around and with her Starbucks and notices that dude, because that hair is fresh as hell, I'm just upset, guys.
Panties hit the floor.
Yeah, dude. Straight to China. Like, they're like, it's unreal. But a lot of TikTok trends are fun. We'll eventually, we might do a video of trying out some of them. That trend, though, is, I hate it, I love it, but it's mainly hate because it's better than me. But yeah, that's a trend. Are we talking about trends right now that we hate, or trends overall?
Overall, I was gonna say, I'll just do mine real quick. Mine was the stupid "Do you know the way" meme. I hated that. I thought it was
"Do you know the way,
stupid.
Brother?"
I thought it was so dumb. I didn't get it. It was never funny to me. And my friend Isaac, best friend, shout out to Isaac if you're listening to this, he loved it. He would quote it constantly, and I would deck him constantly. It was just so annoying. I don't even know why people thought it was funny. It was just so stupid. And just Ugandan knuckles, like, why? Why?
Sam, before you hop in, one that we had growing up, shoes. I'm talking not just, like, Jordans, because Jordans are always, like, fly. But, like, people were getting, like, LeBron's shoes. Like, basketball shoes overall were a huge trend. Like, you had to have, like, sick $120 shoes. I remember, like, the day, like, I, like, looked at my closet and I saw all my shoes. I was like, dude, you could have, like, put this to anything else, and you have, like, a grand worth of shoes in here. And then I go over to someone else, like, another friend's place, and they got a grand worth of shoes. I'm like, dude, imagine, like, because having nice things, I will never judge anybody for being like, I want to go and have nice things. I put in work. This is something that's important to me. I want to buy that. If you want to have nice shoes, that's great. But buying as much as we did, like, because...
Let me jump in when you're done, because I agree with you.
We bought, like, thousands of dollars worth of shoes, and also there was a pressure sense around it. Like, we got hosed into, like... I remember I was like, cool, I gotta get, like, LeBron had a shoe coming out with, like, the king symbol on it, like, the crown on it, on the bill. And so he went and, like, I was like, cool, I bought the shoes. I got a pretty good deal for, like, $100. These shoes normally go for, like, $130. And then I remember there was a day where someone was like, that's a fake LeBron shoe. I'm like, I don't know the difference. Like, what the hell, man? I still dropped $100 on this shoe, and apparently it's not, like, good enough. And then I remember KD. Came out with the shoe. Bought KD's shoe. Like, Kevin Durant, if you don't know basketball. And surely
kill death ratio.
Yeah, kill death ratio. Call of Duty. But yeah.
They put your earnings on the side of the shoe. And if you're not good enough, it just says dog water.
But yeah, it was. It sucked.
Dollar Tree logo on it.
And then the other shoe has.
Get out of here with your Dollar Tree kicks.
Gucci kicks. But yeah, what was your piece on the shoe?
My piece is that I totally agree, and I think sneaker culture transcends being a trend. That is something that's just always
it's a prevalent. Culture. Yeah. It's a culture,
and but definitely growing up, you face pressure to wear certain things and look a certain way. And I don't know that I ever recognized it as kind of societal pressure to buy certain stuff. I think I thought that I wanted.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that they wanted to.
Yeah.
I remember, and Jake still, I think, has them in his closet. I had bought two pairs of Jordan shoes. One of them I bought on freaking eBay, so used pair of shoes, still for $220.
Yeah.
And another one, I think, for around $200. And I didn't even like them that much.
Yeah.
I didn't think, I couldn't pull them off. Mm-hmm. I felt tacky when I wore them. They were real.
Yeah.
But I spent that much money. And I tell you what, I remember... This will be too much to go into now, but the way growing up, we had our finances structured. We were given a certain amount of money each month, which I will not disclose. However, it was enough that we were responsible for buying all of our own stuff.
I remember that.
It was all of our own clothes. If we went to the movies, if we went out to eat, if we did anything, it was our responsibility to pay for it out of this pot. And it was a huge, and this is something, this could be a topic, honestly, maybe this,
yeah,
I could
we
go
can, we
into,
get to this transition.
I
yeah.
could go into, it was instrumental in teaching both my brother and I how to manage money and taught us the value of money. And I had these shoes before the system was implemented, I believe, or during the same period of time. And I, once I started getting this money and we switched to doing our finances this way, growing up basically, I remember I looked at it when I was making my budget, and I looked at my money in terms of how many shoes I could buy in a month or in a given year. And that was my benchmark for how I wanted to spend my money.
Yeah.
And very quickly, after a little bit of time of thinking like that and being responsible for my own money and finances, I quickly found out that is not the way I want my priorities to be lined up, and have since 180. If you ask anybody that knew me in high school or knows me now, I do not buy clothes. Jake can chime in on this.
Dude has maybe like 4 shirts.
I wear the same clothes. I just don't feel the need or the pressure, like we were talking about, to buy at the rate at which I think a lot of people do buy clothes or shoes or stuff until I truly need it.
Yeah.
Or I think it's a nice thing or a good deal. And so, I don't know. I think learning the value of money in a way that you take your own responsibility for it is crucial to long-term success. Because I think a lot of people never really get that, flip that switch in their head to this is monopoly, to this is monopoly money.
Yeah.
This is something that has incredible value and determines a lot of things about the way your life is going to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, your outlook on that whole thing.
Because for me, growing up, it was always like, I want to fit in. Like, I mean, if anyone knows me, I, like, cared so much about what people thought about me. All the way, I would say, up until my junior year, that's when I really just found this thing called self-confidence. And then...
which he lost when the TikTok boys came.
Exactly. But, dude, those haircuts. But, yeah, no, I went and, like, I transitioned from, like, okay, I care about this to my, like, what I want, which is Chipotle all the time. And my favorite thing to purchase my money is live shows. I set my funds aside. Look at what bands release an album this year, what bands touring this year, and what band makes sense to like be on a festival lineup. Mm-hmm. And so I'm out here and being like, cool, you're going to have mac and cheese and bread for dinner for the next 2 months. But that means you're going to get to see one of your favorite bands live. Yep. That's what money sort of like switched to be like, this is worth it for me because this is an experience that I want, that I care about.
Yep.
I'm the same way. Like,
you took the words out of my mouth, and I want to backtrack a little bit because if your thing is shoes or if your thing is fashion, that's different.
Yeah.
I just found out that I was trying to do that for the wrong reason. And in money, spending money is not about how much you spend or what you spend it on. It's about whether or not those things actually bring you joy and value.
Yeah. Like, because for me, I'm somebody that I it's pretty funny to say this. I do a video game podcast, and growing up, I wasn't buying a lot of video games. I didn't care enough. For me, it was like, cool, get the Call of Duty. You had the Madden. We played some Minecraft, whatever it was. But, like, it wasn't about the game. It was what experience is worth $60 to me. So when a new Uncharted game or a new Naughty Dog game would come out, I'm like, hell yeah, I know this is going to be worth it, this experience. Surely enough, they didn't disappoint. Now, obviously, with doing a gaming show, it's very nice that there's a bunch of services that allows you to play like 100 games for like $10 whenever you want, cause for a month, play whatever you want for like $10 compared to whatever you need to do now. Thank you, Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. But like, it's awesome. And so, yeah, I remember switching and being like, I don't really care about this. So I have, of course, I got my records. I have about a collection of about like 50, 60 records that I've purchased before. And records aren't too cheap. They add up real quick. But like, that's something I care about. That's something that I used to use a lot. Obviously, my setup right now is still crazy different. Not really a space in my room because we use it for production. But yeah, I don't know. There is that thing of like, what is really worth your money? And whatever, exactly, you nailed it. Of when you find that worth, it makes it so much better. How about you, Josh? Like, growing up, was there any like societal pressure trends?
So if you know me at all, I'm more of a go with the flow kind of guy. I never realized that pressure was a thing until I got on an airplane and my ears popped. Like,
it's never been a big deal to me. I never really thought about it. I just kind of do what I do. If you've seen me 9 out of 10 times, I'm wearing shorts, athletic shorts, I will say, and a t-shirt.
And flip-flops.
Probably flip-flops. And that other 1 out of 10 time, I'm in pajama pants on the 12-hour stream.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't really care about my appearance too much. Growing up, I didn't get an allowance.
Yeah.
So I guess the way that I learned about the value of money was through Pokemon, actually, which is funny to think about because I would like go to the store in the game and buy stuff, and I'd be like, oh, I don't need this much. So I'd go and I'd sell it, and I'd be like, why am I not making as much money as I had originally?
Yeah.
Why is it selling back for less? And so that's just like a little tidbit. Something that I spend a lot of money on, though, is definitely food.
Yeah.
I like eating.
So much.
So much.
My apartment alone spends probably $100 on Fusackley's, a chicken place down south, a week. Like, we go there.
You think that's bad? Abby spends twice as much in a day.
For reference to the northern listenership, it's basically Cane's.
Yeah, it's Cane's. It's your classic. They only do chicken fingers, toast, coleslaw. They got the sweet tea. It's a good time.
We got a sandwich.
And also, it's hella cheap. So it's like $6. The fact that the four of us spend $100 there a week is
a lot of visits.
It's crazy. But yeah, I continue on.
I don't even remember where I was food. Going. Oh yes, yeah. I eat a lot of food. Unfortunately, I need to learn how to cook food, and it's not that I don't know how to cook food. I do cook food. I just kind of run out of food, and then I'm too lazy to go back to the grocery store. I'm like, I could go drop like $100 and be set for like a week and a half, or I could go get Popeyes.
Yeah,
and get a spicy Popeyes. Chicken sandwich yeah. for the night. So that's just something that I probably need to work on because, yeah, the food's good, but I don't need to survive off of good food. And I still don't really have an allowance. I just kind of text my parents and I'm like, hey, I need some money. They'll wire me some to get by for. Usually, yeah. I've started to try and budget, I guess, more.
Yeah.
And only like ask for like once a month at least.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our system basically just is the front end of that transact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, I like break my back all summer. I normally work two jobs throughout the summer. And so I give myself an allowance. So each week, like I said, we're not talking numbers. We're college students. We're poor. Yeah. But once a week, I'm going to go and I give myself
$10.
Yeah, I give myself
10 shekels to buy food for the week.
A gold coin.
Like it's a chocolate coin, basically. Yeah. No, so it's bad. But, like, I give myself that allowance and I have obviously, and I know due to that allowance, I'm like, I have this much money this month. If I want to do something like, I don't know, travel to Ohio, I am like, cool, you're not doing as much purchasing for the next couple weeks, and then all of a sudden you got some spending money up here where I can go and take out my friends for mini golf as a treat and have fun and stuff like that,
yeah.
Where it's not going to break my bank sort of deal, it's going to be A-okay. But yeah, no, you brought up the beeb that you hated, the trend.
You gone to Knuckles.
Yes. We ran past it, but your topic was about, or like we said, very free form. This isn't going up topic by topic throughout the week. It's going to be
free form, XM, watch the movies on demand.
Exactly. I don't think we're going to have a topic by topic podcast until we transition.
Is this even going to go on YouTube?
This will go on YouTube. But
what are you
going
to make the
video? I'm going to go. I'm going to have a picture that we took upstairs of us, and that's just going to be in the background, and the audio is going to play under it.
If you wanted to get really try hard, which I definitely wouldn't do because this would take a lot of effort, is you could single out our voices and play like the sound clips. Like, you see...
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to do that, because I'm late. Dude, are you kidding me? That would be so, so tough.
That would be brutal.
Sorry. So, we had some technical difficulties, but we're back at it. We are good to go. The way we're just going to end this out is... Josh, tell us, let's run through this Ohio trip, because we had a blast, and now it's done, except for the long drive back.
But I made it here, I can make it back, I should be fine.
Yeah.
So basically, we started it off by driving 8.5-ish hours.
Yeah.
No, it was more like 7.
We were
on the road for a while, but that's with like the stops and lunch and everything.
We made it up in like... 8 of driving, but it was longer because stops and traffic and whatever.
We drove for a while. Nick and I kept score of slug bugs. I think I'm like 22-2.
If you don't know, it's when you punch see a buggy. Punch buggy.
Punch buggy for the uncultured swines. It wasn't a bad drive. Obviously, it felt kind of long. My problem with driving is if it's just one straight road... It sucks. It feels like forever. But if it's 50 miles on one road, take a right. 30 miles on this road, take a left. 70 miles on that road, I can do that. That's not so bad. So we just got to this one part of the drive, and it was like...
Try once you got on 75.
It was 75.
Yeah, it was 175 miles.
Yeah.
And
it's probably, from Lexington...
Yep, it was going to Lexington.
Yeah, it was to Lexington.
That's when it...
Oh, it's like Knoxville
to
Lexington.
It's Knoxville to Lexington, and then Little Lexington all the way up was also another stint of a drive.
We've done that this year, or last year and a half. We've done the drive from Ohio to Hilton Head three times back and forth.
You're right. That spin was a little bit shorter. That was like 130 maybe, or 120.
The big one was a 170. The second one was under 100 miles.
Okay.
So that one wasn't as bad. It was mainly just the 170 one. Anyways, so we get up there. We crash with his old youth leaders.
Yep.
I get Skyline Chili for the first time. If you don't know what that is, it's just chili, but not chili.
Yeah, it's meat sauce. I feel like that's the best way to say it.
With
you know?
Cinnamon and chocolate.
Yeah, bro, there's chocolate tell you a
thing
in that.
Or two about meat sauce.
Yeah, right. Hey. Oh. Had a great night. Yep.
Fantastic night.
Lots of apple
juice. I slept on a love seat, but smaller.
And I was on the floor.
My legs were hanging off over the armrest.
And if you haven't, obviously, this is just audio. Josh isn't a big dude. Like, Josh is not, like, a tall, lanky person.
I'm 5'7 and a half, so we're going to say I'm 5'8.
Yeah, fair enough. But
which really means he's 5'5.
Yeah.
6 foot for anybody interested.
Yeah. But yeah, so this thing is smaller than small. Like, it's...
I would still say I got off better than Nick, because Nick slept on the floor on a fake mattress.
On some couch cushions, basically.
Yeah.
And so that was rough, especially after a night of Smash Bros., apple juice, and...
Mario Kart.
Well, some Mario Kart.
Apple juice is like the sandwiches and how...
Yeah, it's basically... Dude,
go eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
Go eat a sandwich.
Then we
get up the next morning... We head to Nick's brother's place, which is right next to a sketchier part of town, and I have kind of a nice car, so I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But everything turned out fine. We went up to Connor's place, met his wife, Laura.
His wife?
Yeah.
That still is weird.
Dude,
this kid babysat me, and he has a wife.
Like, and he's like an adult now, too. Like, he's got like... bills. Like, I know it sounds great, like, weird, but, like, he's legit adult, and his wife's the same way. Like, they are gonna be together for, like, 50 more years. Like, it's insane to think about.
Marriage terrifies me.
But, like, they were together for about 7 years. They were coming up on 6.5 years. That's a long-ass time to, like, that's when you know. That's when you know beyond knowing.
Sure.
Like, people get married in... we have a mutual friend, I would say an older friend now. Her name's Lane. Her parents got engaged after 3 weeks. Like, people are stupid.
One of my youth leader, or like small group leaders from my church, he was like that. His dad was dating this one girl, and they dated for 5 to 10 years, somewhere in that range. Yeah. I don't know where. They did for a long time. Big fancy wedding. A bunch of people came. I don't remember the details, but they divorced like 3 months later because she like played him I don't remember why, but basically they got divorced 3 months later. Then his dad found his mom. His dad met his mother, and 3 months into the relationship, they got engaged and got married. They've been married since.
That's absurd.
Crazy. What a turnaround.
I know. It's
we went from a bad story to a good story. Yeah. So we meet up with my brother.
Meet up with Connor and Laura.
Let's just say for the other friends, because it's hard to keep track of all the
names.
Yeah,
there's a ton of people. We met all of their friends that all live in the same apartment building, which sounds amazing to me. We helped one of them finally move in.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of hung out with them all day, all night.
Played some spike ball.
We did go to a very nice park, beautiful view of Cincinnati.
Yeah, watch the vlog. This view is absurd. Like, it's not like an official, like, well-known park, but I'll watch, because this is just an audio, this entire thing will be a vlog. Go check this out. It's freaking, it'll be a hopefully really well-edited vlog by our very expensive, well-paid editor, Nick Evans. but this place, like, had a unreal view. Like, this is where we were, like, stepping up on. Go check out the vlog for the people. Like,
oh, that's
are you
gorgeous.
Kidding me? Like, it's gorgeous. Like,
amazing.
I wonder if that's
by the incline.
It might be. And so, like,
we had to walk
there's
up some,
like,
stairs.
Like, we got
that's
shot,
so
like,
cool.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, we had to walk up 204 stairs to get
yes,
there, though.
That's right. That was the exact number. So, we played some spike ball, threw a frisbee around,
Almost stepped in some dog turd.
Almost. Oh, man. Almost. Yeah. I had a really good prank where I got like one of the wood chips from the playground that was there, and I went up to Connor and I threw it at him. And I was like, "Ooh, poop!" And he like jumped back, scared out of his mind. It was pretty funny. Almost kicked the kids off so we could play wood chips. If you don't know what that game is, it's a long story.
It's a game where if you tagger has to close their eyes and
hold on. Wood chips is an exclusive game. If
you don't know, you're never.
No. It's that one.
That dies with us. That dies with our generation.
He knows what it was, and he's from Texas.
I know, but I'm saying the people that know. It's not getting passed down.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I'll tell my kids about it.
Maybe.
So family recipe style. Yes. They don't get to know until they turn like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we went back, got some pizza. Pretty good pizza.
Watch some Nathan for You.
Phenomenal show. I played some games that involved apple juice. Met more people. And basically just had a really good night.
Yeah. It wasn't like we were partying or anything. It more just was everyone's having a great conversation, great time. We went on a back porch and like everyone just talked, listened to some great tunes. Like
stood there.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. But before we knew it, we were watching How I Met Your Mother at 3 a.m. Myself, Josh, and my brother.
Slamming popcorn and Cheez-Its.
Dude, destroying popcorn and Cheez-Its.
So then I slept on another couch, and Nick slept on a separate couch that one of their friends owns downstairs.
Yep.
Much better couch than the first one. Slept way better.
Yeah.
Nick wakes me up at...
like 12:30.
About, 12:30. I almost punch him because I don't want to wake up yet. But
which, by the way, like we were up late that night. So 12:30 for obviously sounds like a long time. We got like 8 hours of sleep. So it wasn't like it was absurd.
It was a solid amount of sleep. Yeah. I showered, got ready, hung out there for a little bit. We went and got like breakfast.
Yeah. We got some brunch.
It was like lunch.
It was lunchtime, but we got breakfast food.
No, it was just lunch. Yeah. But we went to a little cafe. I would call it a cafe.
Yeah, a cafe.
Yeah, it was a cafe place. I had a really good breakfast sandwich. He had something.
I had eggs, bacon, toast, stuff like that.
Yeah, I stole some of his bacon at the end.
Yeah.
And then we went to go play Topgolf, but the wait was 3.5 hours, so we went and played putt-putt instead. And I did phenomenal at putt-putt. I had the highest score out of everybody. So I say that I took home that trophy.
Yeah, Connor Evans sucks. Lowest score.
He's garbage. I beat him by 12 points. Yeah. I did really well. Anyways, Nick and I drove separately. We left from there to get to Sam's. We got to Sam's. They drove around in a golf cart.
We got to Chipotle.
Oh,
Chipotle took forever. Chipotle. Took legitimately
like 40 to 50 minutes.
Which, like, if you're getting Chipotle and you do the online thing, yeah, an acceptable wait after the fact. 5 to 10 minutes. It says promised time by this time. So, human error, you're thinking 5-10 minutes. We were waiting like 20 minutes after the fact.
Probably 30 minutes after the fact. It was ridiculous. It was bad.
And then, then Sam and I went down memory lane. And
it was great.
What a crazy experience.
Yeah.
To walk the grounds of literally our childhood. Because, obviously, you like grew up here for the rest of the way. But I feel like a large part of your childhood, mm-hmm. like legitimate childhood, I say childhood is all the way through middle school. That is, once you're a high schooler, you're dating, you're meeting a bunch of new people. It's a game changer. But middle school, you're still a child. And we went down memory lane. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. And honestly, it was something I wasn't even really thinking about doing. I didn't think that's something you would necessarily want to do.
Yeah.
With our limited amount of time we had.
Yeah.
And it ended up really being pretty profound. I to go back with somebody that you're approaching this from, this is crazy to be back in an area that I obviously take for granted now.
Yep.
It allowed me to see kind of through your eyes more and enhance. I'm a nostalgic person. Yeah. I romanticize the past a lot as well, like you do. And I hold a lot of similar sentiments about growing up here. and just the times we had and our friends and all that. And there will be stuff that I'll see or a video or something about our song from when we were in fifth grade or whatever, and it'll kind of induce those emotions or what, and along those lines. But it was, tonight was different than that because it felt almost like reliving rather than remembering.
Yeah.
Going around, like looking at you at the park, where at the pool where we spent tons of summers. Of
hours.
It was very surreal. It was very interesting, and it was an experience that I was not expecting to have, and I'm very grateful that I did. It was very cool.
I'm getting, like, there was a moment where I looked you dead in the eyes, you looked me dead in the eyes, and, like, the world, like, swept away for a moment. Like, it was that moment of, holy crap.
How far have we come from
childhood.
Like, it's weird. You don't think about it very often.
We are really young guys. Like, in the grand scheme of things, we are
still
very young. But to go and have, like, relive that magic and remember, like, it really was, like, we decided to make this more important than it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But by doing that, it allowed us to go and look at it through a lens of, wow. Like, there's this childlike wonder. And we talked about some real stuff where, like, we went back in time and, like, yeah, we both romanticized the past. And getting to some of those real topics, we really were just like, none of that matters because we now have each other. And the fact that our friendship has stood the test of time, where I will never forget moving and having my parents be like, yeah, like, you might stay in touch with Sam. You might. I could not imagine not, like, being around you, like, and talking to you. We're busy enough people that's not daily. Right. But, like, the sentiment would be there, like, I would like, if we could, I would love to know what you were up to today and hang out. But obviously we're just too busy of people. And so now I'm in the position of, like, man, we did it. Like, we are.
And it's crazy. Sorry to cut you off, but getting back, getting back in the zone of thinking about kind of being younger, we talked about doing what we're doing right now when we were at this time period. We always were. We should start a podcast. We should start a show where we talk about movies, where we talk about this. And we're here. And now you're here.
Yeah.
It's full circle. It's very strange.
There is a video out there somewhere where Sam and I discuss Inception for about 20
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
from probably when we were in 6th or 7th or
7th and 8th grade. I was probably 12 years old. To 13 years old. And so now fast forward and I'm creating this team of people. And I had the list. I had a list. It started out with a lot of people. And then it turned into, well, I want this to just be guys. I want this to be a guys thing. I think that the dynamics will work really well when you have that understanding. You're able to bro out a little bit more. You're able to go and just talk and hang out. Like, there's that. It makes it easier, whatever it might be. So it turned into just guys. And then it was, how am I going to fill out this role? And so there's two people that are founders, like the oldest of the OG, and that is Jake Frasinelli and yourself. And it was, screw you, Josh. It was, how are we going to do this? How are we going to fill these roles? What makes sense? And I was like, cool. Well, the easy thing is Sam and I are going to do a movie podcast. And I've discussed with you what we're doing, like, after this summer and what that podcast is going to look like. It's going to be freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. We have a year worth of content between Marvel shows and a new segment that we're touching on that are going to, like, be some of the most natural, amazing conversations and some of our best work. And I cannot describe how amazing that is going to be. And now, fast forward, we've had conversations that are legitimately life-changing in this past year. You have made me such a better person, to the point that I legitimately don't know where I would be without our friendship.
Likewise. And you've been there for me through a lot of shit, and I've been there for you through some shit. And
yeah.
It's invaluable.
Like, And I remember that transition when I did look at you more as a little brother when I was in college and you were still in high school and I was able to teach you. And now that you are in college also and we're having those similar life experiences, the friendship is just firing on all cylinders again. Where we're able to just talk, hang out, and really appreciate each other's company.
Yep.
And like I said, I don't know if there is a friendship that cuts as deep as ours.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously my friendship with Jake a lot relies on his ability to care for me around college and such and be that friend for me at college. My friendship with Scott relies a lot on the emotional connections and our philosophies with life.
Right.
My connection with you is this is what a friendship should look like from a baseline situation. You have similar interests. You care about people. You care about each other. You take
care about improving.
Yeah, you care. Exactly.
And holding each other accountable for stuff.
Yeah, and like my friendship with Josh, just to keep him involved in this conversation.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm not even on the podcast anymore.
It was to go and bring in that subject of... sorry, I lost my train of thought. Ours is a lot about doing. Our friendship is a lot about... We're playing spike ball. We're hanging by the pool. We're going on a road trip together. Like, there's so much there. Just finishing off this, like, whole topic. Josh, what was that experience? Because you knew. There was a moment where, like, you decided, like, okay, they're having a moment. I'm going on my phone. I'm going to shut up. But, like, what was that? Getting that outside perspective, seeing two friends relive everything.
It was very interesting. Like, I was there with them. I was on the golf cart that we rode around on. Had a good time. It kind of almost made me reminisce. And obviously, it wasn't to the big extension that theirs was, because I wasn't in my neighborhood that I grew up in. But it still made me think about. They would be like, "Oh, we would play this game here," and I would think about it. I was like, "Oh, I'd play a game like that. I'd play it back in Lake Jackson at this park or something." Yeah. So it was almost nostalgic for me as well, just watching the two best friends relive it. And so it was a cool experience. I liked it.
Yeah. And the nice part is fun fact, guys, we're doing content this summer. Like we said, we're not, we're stopping after this. We're gearing up for content this summer. There will be more of a lot of us hanging out. We want to focus a lot more on that group dynamic that we haven't really tapped into at all. And we'll tell you guys what that looks like when we tell you guys. But it's really awesome, too, that you're starting to understand Sam a little bit more as a friend. You're starting to understand me as our relationship after this trip, you got to see me today probably at my most vulnerable. Like, I was bringing up hard moments from my past that, like, legitimately it changed my life forever, that affected me doing this today. Like, it really is, there was a real sense of vulnerability that I can only bring around Sam. And with that being said, I allowed you to see into that because I do trust you as a friend. And so it really was, this is a moment I will never forget. This is a trip I will never forget. And coming up here and doing it with... Oh, the coolest part was we got to see the away Nevins Island people. You guys are so intrinsic to this process, but we don't get to hang with you guys ever because, one, you're far away, and two, you're not on shows that these guys are on. So going and bridging that gap a little bit and having not only you back on the podcast, you were on the first one, the one that has done by far the best podcast.
Probably that was maybe my favorite
podcast.
Maybe my favorite thing we did, even though it was like the last part of Nevins Island Day. That and the trivia were my babies.
Trivia was fun.
Trivia, like, Josh, you're not the best at it, but you're so much fun to have around doing it. You know, it's like you bring a sense of levity at the end, and then when everyone's going all in on their points, you still can win. You know, it makes it fun.
No. False.
But I love, like, it's good that you're back on the show because we are all, like, I know this is about to sound hell corny, but, like, you guys have been my family for the past 9 months. Like, especially the past 3 months. Mm-hmm. But 9 months with the bracket show and starting this out and starting with streams. But, like, you were there when I was talking about zombies. Like, mm-hmm. you were there from day one. And then you came in as that fourth founder of, because we needed to fill out that lineup and that roster and figure out what 2021 looks like for this team. And I can't thank either of you guys enough. Like, I legitimately don't know not only where I'd be, but how the hell I'd be doing this. Because, yeah, sure, we make some mistakes. Videos go up late. I make a crappy edit.
I'm oversleep.
Yeah, I, like...
After I reschedule.
Yeah, right? It's ridiculous how hard this is to run. And there is a lot that I do behind the scenes that they don't see. And you guys know that I'm doing that work. You guys are... But, like, I beat Nevin's out over y'all's head enough where you don't need to talk about it. It's amazing the amount of genuine respect I've gotten from you guys. Because I cannot be...
You command it.
I can't be the CEO of this company mm-hmm. without you guys legitimately looking up to me and be like, we respect you. We know you're dealing with a lot. This is how we can make it better. This is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I want from this show. This is what I want from this summer. This is what I have on my plate. I'm a human being. Can we cancel the show this week? Whatever it might be, you guys have come to me with a large level of respect, and I believe I've done everything in my power to look at you guys and be like, our whole thing, day one, I told we did long-ass meetings for each person for onboarding. I told you, once this stops being fun, let me know. We'll try to change it, or you can leave if you want. And God damn it, I've had so much fun these past few months. And getting opportunities to do this, like right now, being here, is one of the best opportunities that I'll never forget. And it really is a special moment. So, with that, final words, Josh Dillman. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I still think it's funny that Sam keeps trying to put his leg up on
it's
the table.
Such a habit from sitting down here, man. Dude. Such a habit.
I get it. Sam Ross, final words.
Love you guys. Thanks for making the trip up here.
Sure. My final words are just, I love you guys. You nailed it. This is such a amazing group, and we have such a long road ahead. We have years of
quite
doing
literally
this.
Yeah. 8 hours of road,
but I could not do what I do without you guys, and you guys putting the level of respect that you have towards me will it doesn't go unnoticed. And I'm like, seriously, guys changed it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that has been your Nevin's Island podcast. If you like that, you can head over to youtube.com/Nevin's Island, where the podcast normally goes up topic by topic throughout the week, and then has one big video /MP3 on Friday. You can also, most of the time, watch it live, 7 Eastern, or 7 Central, 8 Eastern, on twitch.tv/Nevin's Island. If you don't want to see our ugly mugs, today you don't, even if you went to YouTube, but normally when we do this, there is a camera on us. If you don't want to see our faces, head over to Nevin's Island podcast on Spotify. There is an MP3 version of it. It goes up every Friday with the video. We do a bunch of other shows. Sam, the Movie Man Ross, is on Casual Entertainment. Check that out. Josh is on this show. He fills in on brackets all the time. He's been on more bracket episodes this year than I believe Jake, and that's his main co-hosting show. So it's been an awesome time. Check those shows out on Nevin's Island YouTube. We have a lot of large announcements coming up, and we're really excited to go and show you guys all of it in due time. We have a lot of preparation, and when this goes up, we will have officially entered. This is, I believe, the last podcast that's going up for this year.
I thought we had another one next week.
It doesn't make sense, because we're going to end it on Friday, not have it go up, but yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Thank you for your time. We salute you. Peace out.